Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is a new Monday, December 19th, heading for the Christmas holiday.
And Hanukkah.
And Hanukkah, too. That's right.
Saturday night. Saturday night, people.
Thank you. We can't forget
that. No. These eight crazy nights.
Yeah. Well, folks, this morning we're joined by the lady in black. She's looking stunning this morning, as always. Her name is Leah Pelka, and she's joining us right now.
Woo-hoo!
Hi, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
You've been here a million times, and we love every time you come in here. I'm hearing this little thing in my headphones again, and I'm going to kill somebody because I had this on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah. And
what are you hearing? A voice telling you?
No. Oh. Aren't you hearing a little thing in your ear or something?
No, I don't hear anything.
Okay, good. So it's just me.
Yeah.
Maybe it is just me. Anyway, Leah, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me,
You Snapchatting
me,
us already?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can multitask.
Yeah. Can you really?
I can.
Well, let's see how concentrated she's
What's
really.
What's 2 times 3? No, I'm
yeah. Exactly. Let's see how focused she is. Yeah, there you go.
And I sound like a filter.
Yeah. Who's our new president, do you know?
Don't say it. We don't know yet. It's today.
Yeah, today. Today is the Electoral College, right?
The Electoral College, they have to vote for who they vote for. If they don't vote for who they said they're going to vote for, they get a $1,000 fine. So we'll see.
Really?
Yes. And McCain and Schumer have come together to try and make an investigation to delay the electoral vote. So today is a big day.
It is a big day.
Big day.
Wow. We thought we were done with the elections. But
oh, no.
No, folks.
Today's the more important day, to be honest, because the electors put him in office. So we voted for the electors, and then they put him in office.
That's true.
So we'll see.
So it sticks to us like amoeba or something. Yeah. You know, it doesn't stop,
I like
man.
That reference.
Never stops.
Yeah, never stops, folks. How was your weekend, Tori?
Good. I spent it in the hospital at Cedars-Sinai.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Very
huh?
cool. I had one big old kidney stone in my kidneys.
Whoa.
And I was high on some medicine, and I really have never felt that much pain, but the waiting room was just a cast of characters
really?
In the emergency room.
Whoa.
We waited about 3 hours to be
seen.
Oh,
my God. That's like the worst, right?
I was screaming in
yeah,
pain.
Yeah, and they don't realize. I mean, no. I'm here at emergency because I can't
right,
wait.
There's no way I can wait. And, you know, oh God, the gunshot victims had to go first. Like, whatever.
Yeah, right?
So irritating.
But why not put 3 receptionists there? Or
yeah,
4,
there
you
was,
know?
It was packed.
Right.
And people were just miserable. But, man, I got to tell you, Cedars-Sinai, like, every nurse was great. Every person was kind. I couldn't tell you. The volunteers were lovely. Mm. And one guy, my night nurse, sang me Barbara Streisand to sleep.
Stop.
Totally great. Became my Facebook friend.
Stop.
Like, he's coming to see my show, my stand-up. Like, we bonded really well.
Stop.
And he had a falsetto, and I thought I might have been high and was like, is this really happening? But his name was Maxie, but he goes by Totally Marvelous. So when something goes wrong, he's like, that's
I feel like
not
it's
marvelous.
That's a great name.
It was a great name. So everyone was kind and lovely.
Yeah.
And even the guy transporting me, I said, am I going to get a private room? And he said, no, you have someone with 97 years old with diarrhea. And I was like, what? And he was like, just kidding.
Just kidding.
And I was like, what if I was dying? Like, that's not funny at all. Like, that's terribly.
That's my last moment.
Yeah, like, what if that was? So anyway, but everyone was kind and gentle and wonderful. So high marks.
So is the stone gone now?
The stone has been passed, which was very uncomfortable. But I thought it was my back, and I got a new mattress for $1,000.
Are you kidding?
And I was like, oh, it's muscular. But man, they took my white blood cell count, and it was like off the charts. And they're like, no, you got something wrong. So they did a CAT scan, and they saw that big old stone.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm all okay again.
Good.
I'm on
good.
Antibiotics, so we're
nice
good.
Nice to have you among the healthy and living.
Yes.
I know. Doing
yeah.
well.
So scary.
That's marvelous.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
There you go.
I didn't want to not be able to drink during the holidays. So this was great.
That
news.
So,
yes.
yeah. So this it's good
really
that it
good.
Happened now.
Really good news. Really good news. Because otherwise, what am I doing?
I know. God, who can give up the drinking?
Oh, my
right?
God. We have a lobster champagne party at my house for New Year's every year. Really fancy black tie. Uh-huh. I am not missing that shit.
Really?
No.
Yeah, if your parents invite you over, they should give you alcohol.
Yes. Yeah, my parents don't drink, but I'm like,
I feel like my mom's like, you know, she puts it out for herself and us. She's kind of like, two bottles.
Two for me.
Yeah, one
two
for you.
Two for me, none for you.
Well, so, Leah, how are you?
I'm doing well, Samsky. How are you?
Good, good. How long have we known each other now? Like, what, maybe a year or so?
A year now. Well, actually, it'll be coming up soon. January 1st was the time that I posted that first picture. And
which one?
The first picture that got Jared's attention.
Oh, okay. I didn't know anything about that. I didn't realize how
was
you
it a good picture? Was
stuff.
It? What was it? Sexy?
So yeah, I do nude art.
Oh,
so,
beautiful.
Like, oh, that picture. Is, yeah. Okay.
He's like, I remember that picture.
Yeah. All right.
That guy. Yeah. So, yeah, like a year ago. Well, like I have two kids.
I can't believe you have two kids.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
Unbelievably gorgeous.
Go on. Yeah. No, she wants the basket of compliments. Yeah.
No, it's just like when someone says that and you're a mom, you're like, no,
it's what
on.
You want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you suddenly like befriend them and like put them in your life and you're like, look, bless you. Bless your family. I hope all your dreams come true. I love you. Like, when's your birthday? I'll make sure I tag you in something on Facebook.
That's
like,
so funny.
Yeah, you just suddenly you're like, oh, my God, bless you, child. Like,
yeah,
it's
right?
Just so
people are noticing.
Yeah, I mean, because it's when you have kids, you're exhausted and your body changes. But that was kind of the thing I wanted to do is I had done modeling before and I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw this out there and just be like, boom. You know what I mean?
Good for you.
It was just, yeah, it was a little liberating. And so I did it. And then I started getting interviews and like my Facebook following changed, my Instagram following changed. It was crazy. It was one of those things where it's like, yeah, I've been doing that. And then now I've gone on some new projects. But that's how I met you was through radio. A guy interviewed me on LA Talk and then Sam and I became
friends. Yeah, she was like a co-host.
He told me I couldn't believe I had kids. So now we're best friends.
Yeah, of course. Like you said.
Like I said. That's what happened.
Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. So get ready. Buckle up, Heifer. In a year, you're going to be like, how did we meet again? I'm going to be like, you told me I looked good after I had kids.
Yeah. So once you realize how cool Leah is, you don't wonder why anybody would want to befriend you. Yeah. I mean, you're a lot of fun and stuff.
You're fun, Sam.
So where are you from, Leah? Tell people who don't know.
Birmingham, Alabama.
I could tell. Alabama.
Roll Tide.
See, that's why I brought it up, because people may be wondering, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about accent. Every time you have an accent, the first thing is like, where are you from? You know, it's like, shut up, I'm from here, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
I've lived here long enough and I pay taxes.
Exactly.
I'm here, so I live in L.A.
Yeah, so I talk a little different from you. What the hell, you know? Doesn't mean I'm from somewhere else.
That's true.
But I'll never lose my accent, but it's always funny because, like, when I get drunk, it comes out more. Or, like, have another, like, because you know you have a secondary accent. Like, you all, again, Beyonce has Beyonce, then she has Sasha Fierce.
She has Sasha Fierce.
Right. Exactly. See? She
What's
knows.
What's that? I don't
That's
know
her alter ego. That's her
really?
Alter ego she uses on stage.
She's very
Beyonce
shy.
She is not Bey on stage.
Whoa.
So, Beyonce is incredibly shy and a lot of stage fright. And so, what she does is goes into Sasha Fierce and becomes what, you know, Bey. She becomes
How
what you see.
How come I never knew that?
Yeah,
I
don't know.
So I have a Sasha Fierce voice too.
Really?
You do, don't you?
Obviously.
Because like, I'm like from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm ghetto. I'd be like, who the hell you talking to?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Who? You know what I mean? Like, that's my Sasha Fierce voice.
It's a good voice.
Yeah. So that's like the two that I go between. Like, and then people always are like, where are you from? That I get it no matter which one I'm using.
So right. Yeah, exactly. So just let it be. Yeah.
How long did you stay in Birmingham?
So I was born and raised there, and I just moved here like 3.5 years ago.
Oh, you're
a
newbie. So you were there the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time.
Wow.
Birmingham. Yeah.
Alabama's becoming kind of a hot spot.
I mean,
it's becoming. Not really.
I'm just going to tell you guys, like, people who think it is, don't. Just yet. Like, they show in some progress.
Yeah,
like,
that's
Jesus
what I mean.
Ain't done with them yet.
That's
you know,
right.
Go ahead, Alabama. Y'all better do some things progressive.
That's right.
But I mean, like, I moved here for a reason. But I love being from the South. I love being from Birmingham. I just, like, you know what I mean? Like, I moved from there for a reason. I do miss the food, though.
The food's good. It's like Austin. It's starting to become more of a tourist location. Very little, but I hear like a couple friends are going there.
Yeah, I mean, Birmingham is
Birmingham,
great.
That's what I mean.
Birmingham
yeah.
is great. It's within itself.
Yeah. Right.
I like Birmingham.
I wouldn't go outside of Birmingham.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason to. Like, Huntsville, maybe. Because there's a space and rocket center. Like, there's a NASA center there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
That's
so, a couple times you just now said you had a reason to leave. Do you want to tell us what it is? I mean, you just said
I had a reason to leave. Yeah. Okay. Well, like, it's funny because I had like a bit of a pre-life crisis, right? Because like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I went through
pre-life crisis?
Pre-life.
What's
you know,
that?
I wasn't at midlife yet. So
oh,
it was
okay.
Quarter.
It's
I was
quarter
just
life.
Like pre-life.
Quarter life.
Okay.
Yeah. I was at that.
Pre-life is something before you're born, no?
No, I mean, like, it's like before life could even really happen to me.
Yeah,
and it did.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, before life should be happening to people. Like, I lost my dad.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I, you know, because you can't imagine your life without your parents, right?
No.
It's like so weird to think about, because like, who do you go to ask questions now? Like, no, I can't Google everything.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I need my daddy.
I call my dad on that job. I'm like, what do I hit on my W-2? Right. I'm on a phone call with the president. I'm like, is it a 2 or a 1? That's what you do.
Barack can wait. Yeah. He's coming out of office soon. Just fine. He doesn't have to make any big decisions today.
He's like, Tori, it doesn't matter. Yeah, right. 1.
Just do it.
Well, then you tell Barack when you switch over not to audit me this year, okay? Because it's your fault if I get audited, Dad.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, so it's like, it's crazy thinking about your parents leaving, and then, like, you know, my relationship with my husband was ending, and I had 2 small children.
Wow.
And I saw myself, like, you know, in this cycle where it was like everyone was doing the same thing. They were all going to the same school. And they were all going to 1 of 2 colleges. They were getting married immediately, having kids, and moving back to the same town or like the same surrounding town and chilling, doing the same thing. And I'm just like, I can't do this.
No, some people just have to break free of that.
Yeah, I was like a salmon. I was like, put me upstream. Y'all. Like,
she's as you can see, she's a wild soul, you know, restless soul probably. You can't sit in one place.
Oh, no, and I can't talk like this in the South either. Like, they don't let you talk plain back home. They'll look at you crazy. What
That's
do you mean?
Crazy.
I know. It's just, you know, and so like, you can't live there. So for me, it was like, I couldn't do the things I want. I'm creative. I like being around people who are also creative, and there it's a little bit more suppressed. Like, you're in the Bible Belt, so you're just like, no, like, this is the set of rules we live by.
I can't even imagine. Yeah. I was raised in such like a liberalville. Like, I cannot imagine. It must have been just, what did you feel that you had to monitor your words a lot?
No, I never did.
Okay, like, good. You were just a wild soul. Right,
yeah,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I was me. You know what I mean? Like, I've always been me.
Yeah, exactly.
First grade. What do you mean? Like, yeah, and it's funny because it's like, I was just so different than everybody else growing back home. And you know, I love them. We all, like, I still talk to a few people. I don't talk to a whole lot of people from back home. But the people I do, like, I've talked to them for years and years and years, and I know everything about them. And I'm real close to them. But it's like, for the most part, I just can't relate. You know what I mean? Like,
Something different about you.
You're different.
I mean, yeah.
And you've lived,
like,
in L.A. too, you know? It makes you different.
I mean, it does.
Changes you.
God bless L.A. I went from AL to L.A., y'all.
Yeah, you did.
Moving on up. Like,
moving on up.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, move in the other direction, pretty much, right?
Like,
AL
on purpose.
To L.A., yeah.
On purpose.
Well, good to have you in California. We always love to have great people here. So, thank you for joining us this morning. So, do you still do that modeling thing?
So, yeah, here's the thing is, like, I never, like, when I started doing the modeling and it happened, it was more or less, like, again, me saying, okay, like, it's cool to have kids. Like, you can do things still. And, like, too, I feel like women get real wrapped up in becoming a mom, and suddenly they lose their own identity, and they're like, we can't be sexy anymore. And I'm
That's true,
why?
Right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why, though?
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason not to be. So it was about saying, like, it's be appropriate and do the things you want to do, but do it in an artistic way and be cool and, like, you know, enjoy yourself and appreciate yourself.
So now, for those who wonder, so you've had 2 kids, right? I mean, did you have to, like, get in shape after you had your kids, or did it just come naturally to you? Is it like genes?
No. My mom was overweight for a while. My grandmother was overweight until the day she died. So my sister and I both really work hard. Because my sister's pregnant now, and she goes to boot camp every single day. She's like, I ain't missing a day. Watch me not get fat. Yeah, on her third
Me not get fat.
She's so cute. Listen, she got a little attitude, too. I love her. But she can make it there, because she can keep her mouth shut, but she'll come home and unload just with a verbal AK and just be talking, like, so shady. And I'm like, oh, I love you, sister. You know what I mean? So, like, she'll be peeping on people's Instagram, just looking at them like, look at this bitch here. You know what I mean? I love her so much. Okay. So, anyway, but yeah, With doing the modeling and everything else, when it came down to me doing it, like, I was doing it more as a statement. I did it because I wanted to. But when I came into getting in shape or having my kids, no, every single day I have to work at that. Like, I started training with a guy who I ended up dating. You met him, Sean.
Uh-huh.
And so he really has changed my entire body because he got me on this crazy diet. And I can't do it.
I want to do it. I can't do it.
I can't do it. Do you understand how angry I am?
You can
right
do
here?
It.
I can't. I can't. Like, I can't. I'm so bitter and angry. I can't have carbs right now. Like, I'm not a happy person. I pass a donut shop and I'm just like, you know what? I'm about to go ISIS in here. Like, I'm so angry. Like, I'm so angry. Like, it's just McDonald's. I look at it, I'm like, fries in my head.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Can we go back to the personal trainer now?
Yeah,
and
we
you
can.
Connecting.
I
mean, okay, what I don't understand is this. Okay, you're a personal trainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you want to meet women and stuff like this, right? So don't you wonder that how many women he's connected with before you in the same way?
No, because he just started personal training. Like, I was, like, one of his first clients. No, not for real.
Oh, okay. So you were one of the... No. So he hadn't had a chance to do...
Can't nobody do like me, Sam, so go ahead and try to replace me.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm just wondering, because because I've often wondered about these things. Also, guys that get right. into, like, hairdressers and stuff right. like that, you know, they want to be with women. I mean, it's clear.
Look, every... Look, a lot of times that could be the case.
Maybe I'm making a generalization.
No, I think... Maybe people get into it for that reason, but I feel like everyone grows up and evolves. Like, if I thought Sean was the kind of guy that got into it for that reason, I wouldn't be with Sean. Mm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, look, Sean, bye.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got good radar on you.
Yeah, you know, the thing is like, I don't date around either. Like, I don't get L.A. I wish I did. Like, that's the one thing that's still pretty Southern about me is like, look, I just don't play that kind of mess.
Yeah.
People be like, Snapchat me that cat. I'm like, LOL. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who? You don't know me. Like, I don't know you neither. Like, the yes. lies you tell, the lies you tell.
Send me your cat.
Yeah, I'm just like, nah, who? Why would I? Look, for what reason?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? People are crazy.
These guys are, you know, dogs. I mean, sub dogs. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Because sometimes I wonder, do I belong to the same gender, the same species right. as these guys? I mean, what are they thinking?
Same thing with me and women, because, like, I look at the women who do that kind of stuff, and I'm like, what the hell is you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you a
There's
slave
chicks
to
out
the,
doing
you
it.
Slave
oh,
the
yeah.
snap. You know what I mean? That's just yeah. crazy. Like, yeah, because that's the thing. Is like, guys wouldn't ask you if some women didn't do it. You
yeah,
know what
women
mean?
Do it. Yeah, it's crazy.
And it is crazy. I've seen my friends run to the bathroom and send a Snapchat to a dude. I'm like, what? I would never. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now look, Sean and I, we're together. You know what I mean? And I have a heart by his name on Snapchat, because uh-huh. like, I do, you know what I mean? Like, Sean, you know what I mean? Like, I love him, but at the end of the day, like, people just hitting you up randomly or Tinder, I
they
don't
get
that
care,
either.
Huh? They don't care that you're that you've got somebody. Yeah, people are crazy.
Yeah,
right?
Look, there are no rules in LA.
Yeah.
But like, if you're a person that has rules, you're fine. And I feel like those are people who are successful.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
All my friends
just
in
boundaries.
LA who are doing really well.
Yeah.
They really just have, they have a set of rules and standards and ethics and morals they live by. The people that aren't doing so well are the people who go to like the parties that are like
outrageous.
Yeah, and like the ones that are here that are just for that. And mm-hmm. it's you know what I mean? It has a name, but literally it should just be called Tinder. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? People are going to mix and mingle, and you're just like, why? No.
And it just burns out after a while.
Yeah,
like, how long can you consistently do that?
I went to one party like that, and I didn't know because I had to go, and so I went because it was like a work thing. I was like, I never again watch me. I'll quit my job.
No. Like, can't happen.
I'll quit. Watch me. Like, I'm petty.
I can't wait in line. That's my thing. If we go out to a club or something, it's and there's hard. A line. Fuck it.
Who?
Yeah.
I cannot
you
go
better,
in line.
You gotta ride with me. I don't.
That's
do
what
lines.
I was thinging. I was gonna say, if I go with you, there's no line.
fast. Like,
yeah, she goes right
but
in.
Like, no. What if you do? When you do that, I've always wanted to do that. But do you go with just like they're gonna let me in because I have like great like
no,
I'm
no.
Like,
so you go
you
in
know
with
them?
The connection.
I see.
And, yeah,
okay.
You just
have to
walk
know
in like yeah. You
Hello.
Walk in like, hey, I'm here. Take me to my table.
I tried that once. And I like get back in line.
Yeah, because like the thing is, it's like one time I walked by and this guy was like, hey, can you grab me? I was like, who? I don't work here. The lies you tell. I'm sitting down ordering my own bottle. And I was like, you want me to buy yours? Like, what you, who are you talking to? You know what I mean? Like, that's another thing in LA too, is like, you could not possibly be buying your own stuff as a female. Like, who?
Yeah, right.
And be pretty.
I've been doing this wrong the entire time.
Yeah, that's right.
God,
you have.
You're like, you gotta roll
with me. Let me ask you this. If you weren't married, would you go out on the town a lot?
I do. I do enjoy going out. I don't like clubbing as much, but
right.
I do.
Right.
I really do love bottle
service.
So
you'd go like to...
Right. Yeah. That's what me and my girlfriends do.
But I don't... I tend to be nerdy and surround myself with nerdy people, so I don't have anyone to be like...
Yeah, no.
Stroll into the club.
You need to do it differently. You need to dress sexy.
Yeah, because I can do it.
All
yeah,
you gotta
I
do,
can do
you
it.
You could do it. I'm
All you
sure
gotta
you
do
could.
Is put your little dress on.
Yeah, yeah.
And come pick you up.
I'll go with you,
and then
exactly.
we'll go to the club.
I mean,
and
she
just
puts
walk
up.
In
she
and
puts up
down.
Some hot shots.
I do.
On,
let me tell you something.
You know,
that's
you know.
I already looked at her Facebook, and
that's
I already
right.
looked her up.
Yeah, you did, huh?
I mean, I told you I was nosy and petty. What do you mean?
Yeah.
And Sam said I got a new co-host. I'm like, who? And I opened my Facebook, and I'm like, who is it? Sam already knows. He's already told me I can't be friends with you.
Oh God, I would love. I would love it.
He's like because last time I became friends with one of his co-hosts too, and like it's been crazy.
I did not say be friends. I said you can't run off
I
with
got
my
I got a screenshot
again.
That will kill this conversation right now. Like, I put you down the water, Sam. I'm petty, I said. No, but
it's
yeah.
hilarious.
I know, but yeah, it'll be so much fun though. You should come with us.
I would love to.
All of my friends are either moms or married. It's like, I'm in a relationship. I don't go out for that reason.
But
like,
I
go out with my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I would like to do.
To be surrounded with my girlfriends.
That's what I want.
To drink with my girlfriends.
That's what I want. Yeah.
To dance with my girlfriends.
And I
want to
feel
go home to my man.
That's what I mean. Like, and I want to be in a special little area.
Right.
I want my own little service.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Because you know you're special.
Because I know I'm very special.
Exactly. That's the attitude you got to go in with.
Exactly. And usually I go in like Marla Hooch. Hello, am I allowed in? They're like, get back in line.
Yeah.
You dumbass.
No, I mean, you dress up.
Not a league of their own.
Dress up hot. Go with her.
Trust me. She's
and you won't have to wait.
Yeah, that's what I need.
No,
yeah.
I mean.
I'm so excited.
You walk in, the girl's like, which bottle do you want? And you're like, all of them.
Yes,
boo.
That's what I mean.
And
problem,
then just save a seat for your husband.
That's
and
right.
then he'll come in later.
But see, like, my friends and I, we're real annoying. Like, we go in and we'll, like, bring up a bunch of singles and, like, make it rain in our section. And we're like,
that's my alley.
And we're not talking to anybody. And we're all like, you can't sit with us. Like, mean girls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll clock an X out of our corner of our eye and, like, no one will look at him. You know what I mean? We'll all shun him. It's the best. Like, we're so hateful. It's middle school in there.
You should write a book on this. This is, like, how to.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
so much fun.
Excellent.
Like, because it's like, if you're a girl, it's a way to do it. Don't you dare go into a club and think somebody's going to buy you drinks. Kill yourself if you're going to do
that. See, the problem with me is I go in and get a little tipsy and then I get real generous. I'm like, drinks for everybody.
Really?
Shots for everybody. Like, no,
I got Tori. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Tori, I'm holding your wallet.
What were you saying?
She forgot her money.
Were you saying you shouldn't pay or you should never let anybody pay?
No, I hate women who go in. And listen, I'm not going to take that shit back. I just said, I hate women. If you're this kind of woman, I hate you.
Yeah.
If you go into a bar thinking that a man should buy you a drink.
I love that.
You better have
that.
Money on
you. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
right.
me too. Yeah.
What is wrong with
yeah.
you? It is,
but
it is
most women do not do that.
Days.
Yeah, women are saying, why should I spend any money? You know, I think a lot of women don't spend any money on anything.
I think that's true.
Look, I love being the type of woman that people think that they can buy a drink for.
But you
I'm
don't
like,
need it.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
don't. First of all, because like, I
do you feel obligated if they do?
No.
Like to at least talk to them?
Have we met?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you know me?
Right.
I can't imagine
no.
she would.
Exactly.
Like, no, there are times.
So, but will you take
off.
The drink?
Well, I take the no. I never take a drink from a guy because I first of all,
you don't know
should.
What's in it.
You never should.
Right. No, but
second
if he says,
all,
"Let me get you a drink," you just say no, thank you.
Look, okay. So before, when I was single, if a guy I might have been interested in was trying to be generous, I would take it. I'm not
a gentleman,
that kind of girl where I'm
so
like, I am woman.
Yeah.
Hear me roar. Like I'm not trying to be an a-hole about
right.
it and say like never let someone buy you a drink. I'm just saying, don't go in with that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what? Let the next round be on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like
that's make it even.
Back. You know what I mean? Like so you show that you can. You're on
you're
your own.
Independent, exactly.
Right, it gives the message like, I got me, I got you, I don't need you, but I would like to have you in my life, which is the message most women should be given. Don't be given that I need to have you, I need a husband, I need to have a baby's daddy tonight kind of a situation, because that's the vibe. Like, when I go to a club, I love people watching. It's my shit. It's like National Geographic.
That's
and my
true,
friends
right?
and I will stay next to each other and be like, look at the
like
female.
Like watching the animals, I know.
They're all at the watering
yeah,
hole.
They're all at the watering hole currently, and you see yeah. the female crocodile approaching.
Exactly.
He's doing a mating call.
Yeah. So, like,
and there's
we
the male coming, taking her from behind.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, I
yeah.
know. She's so basic with her, with her plumy feathers. Yeah, I mean, like, we totally, yeah. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we do. But, like, I mean, I see that all the time. Like, they'll just start that little girly laugh or whatever else and trying to be cute. And I'm like, that ain't cute. Like, first of all, you probably have good sense. You just are trying to get a drink. Like, just quit.
I agree.
I mean?
At 2017, at the point where you think you should get a drink is a little old-fashioned.
And if you
I
can't afford
agree.
A drink, don't be at the club.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Go home, pay your bills.
Yeah. If you, you can't afford it. Yeah,
yeah
don't be there.
Go home, pay your bills.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know what I mean? Until you can start a savings and pay your bills, do not be at the club. I'm sorry.
I love this girl.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying.
No, no.
The
you
clubs
should,
be empty,
I
y'all.
Think you're right, and because it empowers women, and that's why Tori, I think, agrees with you.
I'm a feminist. That's the thing.
She's Miss, you know, strong women and everything.
But I do love to, like, drink and get special service because of my boobs. So I'm kind of a feminist.
You know, me too. You know what I mean? But, like, I mean, like, the thing is like, I love it when, like a waitress comes up and she's like, she has a bit of an attitude because she's like, look, I've been hit on all night.
Yeah,
long.
Yeah.
Like in her face,
really?
You can see it in her soul.
She's
and
tired.
Like, hey, boo boo. And she's like, oh, it's all girls in here. Hey, baby. You know what I mean? And she kind of gets down with you and she comes to your section. She's like, hey. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And you have a great time. You know what
totally.
I'm saying? Like, that's exactly
true.
What going out is about in this day and age. Don't be going out to find men. Don't be on Tinder to find men.
What do you think? What's your attitude on Tinder?
I don't. I've never been on it, so
I've never either.
So I really can't.
So
like,
why would you
this
say
is a very biased
do
view.
It?
Again, I'm saying this is a very biased view because I've never been on it, so I
right.
can't really give a super well-informed
but
one.
But you're talking about
saying,
the
like,
idea of it.
Here's what you're doing. You're swiping on a picture saying you think someone is cute, And I'm going to tell y'all what, Instagram be some lies, like the lies they tell. I be right. seeing people like just editing the shit out of their shit.
You Photoshop know what I mean? Like, and Tinder go hand in hand.
Y'all better go ahead and check yourself, because then at the end of the day, all you're doing is superficially looking at somebody being like, okay, I'd hit it. That's basically what you're saying. Like, you're basically saying Netflix and chill when you swipe like what, right or left?
I don't know. But it's true. Anyway. It's like, it couldn't be more of a basic superficiality. Tinder is the basis and microcosm of our times, which is like, are you hot or not? Yes or no. And it's instant gratification. It is the lowest
it's
form.
It's like a game. You
it's
know?
A game. But yeah, however, game. I've met people that have met and married, so that's great. But I think in the whole, Tinder
mean,
is
like, maybe divorced. I know. Like, you know, hold
I'm like,
on.
How long?
Like, yeah.
But Tinder on the whole is just, to me, it seems like a crazy idea.
I think it cheapens dating. You
I agree.
Know? I think that's what it does. I mean, websites are a different thing.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Did match when I was looking.
Exactly. Because when you're on a website, you really take your time.
I agree with that. You do take more of your time, but I still wouldn't want to meet someone based off of that criteria, because they have way too much time to think about who they want to be and not who they are.
Yeah,
and that's my argument on it. That other than that, like, I agree with you. It's a better form of it. It's like a more in-depth analysis of who the person is, and they're taking the time to look at points of each of you and match you up versus just a picture. So I get what you're saying.
It's a little more depth.
But what I am saying is, like, what I think is people fill out who they want to be, not necessarily who they are. You, like, meet the representative.
That's true.
You know
but
what, I mean?
What I'm saying is that, let's say you see a picture, you like it, okay? You look at the general characteristics, items, whatever. You say, okay, she seems good. So you write to her. She writes you back. You go and you start talking on the phone. And so it gave you a way to connect.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go based on what they said in their profile. You get to meet them in person.
I think what's good about online dating that I found, my friends that have gotten married, and I have like 4 or 5 friends that got married, they find what they have in common with someone else. Like,
right.
you know, like one of my friends found out she likes to run. Well, he likes to run. So they put in a thing about running. It's really who has what in common. And then you really do meet and become friends and become ready. But you find who has what in common.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good for reading that out.
Right. But going back to the apps themselves, to me, they just seem like games, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you swipe right, you swipe left.
And then you start
who
to treat,
cares what happens?
Right. And then you treat love like a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
You
it's
go
like,
through
I'm not
people
down.
Like they're nothing.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not down with that. I don't find anything attractive about that. Like, that's why, like, I didn't date much in L.A. And since you've known me, and, like, so you can attest to it, I've been in a serious relationship. I don't play games a lot. Like, look, I'm not out there for that. Mm-hmm. When I go out or you see me out, I'm either there for work or I am there with my girlfriends.
Right.
It's real simple. You know what I mean? Like, but if you think that I'm going out to meet a man, or like you think I'm going to find you in my DM and I'm going to meet my man in my DM. Nope. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to be introduced to somebody. Like, that's how I met Sean.
It's hard. It's hard, isn't it? These days.
Yeah. Like, I want to meet somebody like in a genuine way. You know what I mean? Like, it is hard, but like, I'll hold out.
It.
Watch me. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
who was in the
what
rush?
What was that movie? Clink, clink, lockdown. That's exactly what I do. You know what I mean? I'd be like, I'm too tired. Like, look, I'm old. I got kids. I'm tired. I'm like, I don't care.
Right?
I'll admit it. I don't care. You know what I mean?
So good.
Don't care. I'm tired.
Don't care at all.
No, long hair, don't care.
Yeah.
Mine is I'm too old to care. Totsy. TOTC hashtag. Too
really?
Old to care. And
too
I'm not
old
that old,
I
but
like
I'm like
it.
My thing is like at the second I turned 34, I gave a little bit less of a shit about what people think. And Helen Mirren said that. She said, if I could tell my younger self something more, the only advice I give my younger self is to say fuck off a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
what you should do.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start doing that.
Yeah.
More
I mean,
now.
Like, that's the thing is, like, you know, honestly, I think at a young age, I saw people taking themselves really seriously. And I was like, y'all are idiots because all of y'all mess up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just see people, like, covering up. I watch people and it's so sad. Like, they'll cover up their own problems or their things. And I watch all these people, like, parade around and look like adults, but they are inside children, you know what I mean? Because they haven't dealt with issues from a long time ago. And I'm just like, really though? Y'all are like too proud to admit you have a problem. Okay, go ahead. Like, go ahead. Go ahead then. 4-year-old. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I just watch people and they just do all these, they like base their life off these interactions that are cheapened because of problems that they have. Do you know what I mean? And you watch people make mistakes or do things like delve off into drugs or delve off into like hypersexuality or craziness because they're covering up other issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why though?
Why?
You know what I mean? Like, you got choices, but they like people are afraid to talk to other people and afraid to really connect and afraid to really, you know, get on something other than like social media and really have to talk about their problems or themselves. You know what I mean? They're really comfortable talking about somebody else's problems.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, you know, and that's why I think people find it hard to connect. Because there's a certain distance that people keep between themselves. Don't
people got secrets. People got secrets.
Yeah,
secrets.
You know.
And, like,
I mean,
the thing is like in my house, they ain't no secrets. Like, if people don't want to play that game, bye. Like, I'll find out something, you know. And that's the thing is like, you know, Sean and I don't have any secrets. We don't. You know what I mean? Like, and it's cool because it's like we know the good and bad side of each other. But it's cool because we know the good and bad side of
each
other.
Yeah, right. You know and that's how a real relationship is. It's funny because, like, the internet and social media makes the world a lot closer because we can speak to someone in Russia or in Japan or China the next day. But it also brings us really farther apart because it's a superficial relationship.
Exactly.
So people are more and more isolated even though we're more and more close together. So
absolutely.
It's this weird feeling.
No, we're communicating, but it's a virtual communication.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
We're not with the people. No. We're not really talking to them.
No. Right.
We're talking at them almost, right?
That's what Facebook is. It's just talking at people and hearing it back. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because like half those things, people wouldn't stand up and say like at their desk at work. Y'all better shut up. You know what I mean? Like if you ain't, you know, that's for me. Like that's the hard part.
You wouldn't say in person. Don't
say. That's my thing. Like, people in your DM will say whatever and they think they can just approach you anyway and they'll say anything.
You see, and that's the thing. You see, being a woman, it's different. You guys experience these things. As a guy, I never experienced it, so I don't know. So you guys are like bombarded with like suggestions and propositions all the time,
right?
Let
me tell you a secret, men, because y'all always wonder why women are crazy. Let me tell you why women are crazy. Here's why
tell
we're
us.
Crazy.
We want to know. She knows.
You hear why we crazy.
Okay.
Men always are like, when you see like a guy and he's with a girl and he like looks at another girl or whatever else, here's why we're crazy is because we are that other girl 9 times out of 10 when you're not standing next to us. And then we have to be in public curving these people and your ass is standing right next to us doing this stuff. Like that's the kind of stuff that drives us crazy. That's why we're crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we do get bombarded all the time. You guys have no idea what we do have to go through. We know what you're thinking. You know why? Because a guy 10 minutes ago walked up to me when you were in the bathroom and told me what he was thinking.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm just like, ugh. So it's like, and for us, you know what I mean? For us, it's just a different story. It's way different.
It really is.
Yeah, we really know more about y'all than y'all realize because y'all be telling us all
exactly.
Your
and you see all the.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
When I was all on when I was on Reels and I was like younger and I was really like I was single, so I was going out more and my you know my pictures were a little sexier. The stuff I would get is insane, and that was before Snapchat and I mean that was in like 2008. I can't even imagine doing that now. And I mean the stuff was outrageous.
Wow. It's ridiculous.
Outrageous.
I had seen so many extra penises that I don't
the
need
dick
to know
pics.
About.
Here's the thing. When is the dick pic a good idea? Tell me.
People are still trying to figure it out. On almost every show on the station, people have debated that. That's the question.
You know, like, listen.
Are you ever like, yes?
I am when I get one from Sean. Like,
well, sure.
I'm not going to lie about it.
Of
like,
course.
You know what I mean? Like, I even
from
ask
someone
for
you know and that you and that you're with.
Of course.
But,
but
just from strangers,
just random,
it doesn't
random
make
penis?
Sense.
It's
you see, like, a man would like that, but women don't like that. That's why they send it, because they think, hey, if it's okay for a guy, it's probably okay for a girl.
How long is it
going to
take for y'all to figure out we don't want the wang?
Yeah, and not to mention, like, another secret of ours. Like, I'm sorry, women. I'm about to tell some real hardcore secrets. Y'all going to be mad at me. It's fine. Just do it. Like, but, like, when we, if we ever do Snapchat you something like that, like, it's a man or whatever else, like, a dude will finish what he's doing. A woman, like, literally stopped her day, went in the bathroom real quick, took a nice picture for you.
Yeah, right.
Not at all masturbating
or anything.
No.
Like, we're so busy. We don't care.
We got stuff
to
do.
Like, he'll finish his day or whatever. I'll do what he needs to do. But, like, we don't
that.
We got to move on.
We're busy. Like, I have to do this eyeliner. This wings don't make draw themselves. Like,
we run the world. We got to keep moving.
And that's the thing. We're different creatures, and people have to admit it, I think, you know?
Well,
I think as men and women, we're the same, but we're very different. Yeah. Our minds think very differently.
It's like, you know that stupid book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus?
Yes.
Hey, that's a real thing.
It is.
Remember when we had that scientist on talking about orgasms and the different ways
The science of love.
The science of love. It's absolutely true how absolutely different our neurotransmitters happen, our chemistry happens, and although we're both human, they couldn't be more different.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, men are chasers. It's like constantly, all the time, they have to be on the chase. I mean, I don't know a guy, and you talk about people watching. I like doing that when I'm driving. And when if you're at the stoplight and a hot woman crosses
the street
or walks at the sidewalk, it's like you can see all the guys. It doesn't matter, old, young, anything.
But
everybody
you know
looks.
You know what it's sucks, crazy. Though? And I have to admit, when I'm the girl crossing the street, it's like, I know you're all fucking looking at me.
Right.
So it's, I mean, a little bit is pleasant, but man, it's a little uncomfortable.
It is, because everybody's staring at you.
Yeah, so if creepy, I'm wearing my Lululemons and I've gone for a workout, I'm like, they're all staring at my ass.
Like, I don't know, like, if you're walking with your girlfriend, too, or your wife, and I know you're looking at me, I feel so bad for that woman next to you.
Right?
she knows. Yeah. Yeah, she knows. I know.
We all know.
You're a dog. Have a nice day. Like, and you're a grown ass man. Get your life together. You have children with this woman, and like she said, if you had cancer today, you wouldn't know. But that's the thing.
He's just looking, though. You know. I mean, although I agree, I agree not to do it near a woman because you have to respect her. You know.
That's true.
But the automatic, like the one, the reaction where you don't think. Is the one to just follow your eyes and follow the pretty woman.
Well, let me just tell you something.
Yes.
Look, women, I see beautiful men all day long, all day. I just don't really spend time looking at them because guess what? I have other things to be doing.
Yeah, you're evolved.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're a woman.
But here's the thing. I know that. But here's the thing. So, like, if I'm standing next to a man and he's going to do something like that, watch my eyes start wondering how fast he's going to lose his shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you act like if women did that shit, like, y'all would be like, well, bye! You know what I mean? Like, and that was a backhand noise for the rest of y'all. Like, I did a backhand.
FYI.
Like, yeah, like, that would be pan strong. What do you mean? Like, the other thing is, they men, lose their religion.
And like men, I get it. Their first instinct is to look, but you're also not cavemen, right? Like we are evolving.
We're not.
Right. But so you like, act like sometimes.
Yeah, you want to look at a woman with big boobs. I'll look at a guy and wonder what his dick print looks like. But you don't catch me doing it. That's I mean, like, he's leaning in there. No, I know, but because
that's not what turns you guys on. That's not.
The lies you tell.
No.
The lies you tell.
No, no. That's not the
one thing that turns
you on. Well, but you just said that you don't look at it.
So that's the thing, is we don't. Because guess what?
It doesn't do for you what it does for guys when we look the other way. See a pretty woman, or we already are screwing her in our minds.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, okay, you not know, all that's, of us. Okay, that's fair. But let me tell you something. Women are just like you. We're
right,
basic,
but we're
too.
Involved in
we're
the way
different.
Handle.
Let me tell you why we're basic and we're different, and but we're the same.
Right.
I see a man making more money than you, and I'm already spending his money in my head. Like, what you mean? You know what I mean? Like,
that's
you think
awesome.
That I don't daydream and have my own version of porn? It's called Louis Vuitton shoes.
Exactly. Like, exactly, and that's why it's a transaction.
You know what I mean?
It's money for sex.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, I don't do that though. Like, I don't like you look. For example. People always ask me, like, what does Sean do? Sean's a paramedic, and Sean is in school right now.
That's
I'm not with Sean for money. You know what I mean? And if I did that to Sean, I was looking at somebody who was driving a better car, doing something like that. That would be horrible to Sean.
Yeah, that's
would it not?
True.
That would be demasculine. Well, it's taking away a woman's female rights, too, when you look at another
woman. When
female.
You look at another woman,
you're
absolutely.
Basically saying, you're
that
basically,
I agree with.
That's too crazy.
I never look at other women when I'm with a woman, simply because it's respect. It's respect. You
yeah,
know
like
she
not
won't
caveman.
Like it.
Right.
You
you're
know
not
she
an,
won't
you're
like
not a caveman.
And right.
Men
but,
desire
but you know
respect
what?
From women, right? Like one right. thing you desire is respect from women. How fast do you think you're going to lose it if we notice that shit about you? Real fast. We're going
right.
to have a mouth on us real fast.
No,
I will
absolutely.
Say if a beautiful one, like if she walked by and my husband were having drinks and watching, we'd both, what's nice is we can both enjoy. We'll be
right.
like, now that is a gorgeous ass.
I would probably turn around and twerk for him, like, baby. You know what I mean? Be like,
but I can
turn around and eat your eggs,
yeah,
sir.
As long as the respect is mutual and we're both admiring something of beauty, I have no issue. That's why I can go to a strip club with my husband and have a fantastic time. Mm. Although, my Zara blazer got stolen the last time I went, but whatever.
That bitch was cold when she was
and it had the pointy
and
shoulders.
Cold.
It looks so good on. Anywho, I'll never forget that blazer. But because I feel an complete amount of respect from him.
Right.
So I can go there because I have that respect. If I don't, I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's the thing. It's like, that's the thing, too. Is like, if you have respect
for
a guy,
I can do a lot of fun.
You'll never ask him questions about his porn. You'll never look through his phone.
Yeah, he can do what he wants.
We know he's doing it.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, we respect it because it's like, we don't ever know because he doesn't ever. But if you start getting cute, watch how fast
I'm leaving.
Get cute too. Why?
No, absolutely. Look, it goes both ways, you know?
Yeah.
And the whole point, though, I'm trying to say that, Leah, you sort of took it when I was at a point where I said, if a you know, when you stop at the stoplight, guys look. I was not talking about guys that look when there's a woman next to them. I was talking in general about the guys look, okay?
And the thing is,
going back to my point is they do because it's the automatic thing for us to do. I think women also, if there's a handsome guy that catches your eye, you're probably going to look at him.
Yes, but I'm going to do it slyly, not like an asshole.
No, but I don't do
and
it
I
like
mean,
an
like,
asshole.
Yeah,
I never
like,
do.
Why?
If you're in the car and your eyes are following the girl across the street, you don't say anything. You don't.
But the
you
I mean,
don't
I got a rule though.
Her.
I got a rule with like if I see a guy that's good looking in public, the thing is here's what happens. Like there's like a 3-step process.
Oh God,
you know what I mean? Like
you should write books
boom.
About
like boom, you clock him, and then like it's a few seconds because he's either already clocked you or about to clock you because you're looking at him.
Is clocking meaning you've seen each other?
Yeah, like
I'm learning so much.
You clock that person, you're like, damn, you're on your radar. You know what I mean?
Got
you
it.
Clock him. You
clock
see him. And then it's like, I have a rule. It's like, I look down and I never look back up at that person again.
Right,
because
exactly.
For me, even if Sean's not with me, because like, it's just a respect thing. Because it's like, I don't need to be window shopping. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, that was an accident. It walked in my line of vision. I don't know what to do. It's like duck hunt. You know what I mean? Like, when
right, but I'm not
going to
look at you again.
But like,
yeah,
but what I don't look so that I can make eye contact with them or that, you know what I mean? Because then that invites somebody over to you and that's too crazy. So
exactly.
For me,
it's too inviting.
For me, again, it's like, I do agree with you. I see the same thing, but at the same time, and especially if he's not with me or whatever else, like, what the hell am I doing looking at somebody else
for?
Because you know what? If he were sitting in the car next to me and I can't do it with him next to me, I shouldn't do it alone. I'm not going to do it when I'm alone with him because then I'm hiding from him. Why am I going to hide being in a relationship?
I imagine my husband, when he sees someone with a really cute ass, yes, he might glance, but I would really hope that he moves on.
Right.
And because even if I'm not in the car, just because I would show the same respect.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's like, look, we all know y'all were young at one point.
Yeah,
You had your heyday. Hey, we had our hoday, whatever. Like,
no, and plus,
heyday, hoday, whatever. Go ahead.
I must add, though, that when you have someone in your life, you don't look so much outside because you're more like content within your own bubble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you're like single, you're on the move, you're on the chase.
And to that note, I will say this. Like, look, I have a real, real big rule. And this is like that Southern mentality, right? Here's that Southern language that goes to you.
By the way, we have Leah Pelka in the studio. For those of you just joining us, we only have about 10 minutes left. But
I love it.
For those of you, because some people are probably going,
Who the hell is this?
Exactly. What does she look like?
Yeah.
So we'll post pictures right after the show. And
I will not be in them. No, I'm kidding.
Go on our Facebook page. You'll see it. And Instagram. Go ahead.
This woman named Marzetta told me something. She was like, baby, can't nobody take your man. You give him away, okay? And she was like, you better cook for that man. You better. And she told me all this stuff. And like, listen, let me tell you something. That rule hadn't done me dirty since. She's like, here's why. I'm going to tell you why. Because at the end of the day, when he walk away from you and want to go find something greener on the other side with that grass, go ahead then, baby, and come right on back, too. Because I know ain't none better than me. Can't nobody treat you better than me. And it's true. When you do someone really well, and then they look around, they're immature, and they want to upgrade, quote-unquote, LOL. Go ahead. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Go ahead. See if she cook you three meals a day. Go ahead.
I also was like, this interesting thing is my husband like kind of chased me for like a year.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Will you date me? We're best friends. And I said, no. He's very good looking.
So
and
he
I said,
was persistent.
Persistent. And then finally, one day, I was like, hey, you want to go to lunch? And he's like, oh, I'm at the beach with Lindsay.
What's a Lindsay?
That's what I said. So the next night, we were done. I had locked that shit down.
Clink, clink.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Clink, clink. But he had done the same thing. He showed me, okay, if the grass is greener, fine. You do you. And I was just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That night, Benji, I said, I loved you. I mean, I was very good that night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. She's very good.
Next night, the very. It's
so true. To be reminded sometimes.
It really,
right?
And to be honest, and it goes back to our animal selves. Like, he was chasing another female, and I was like, oh, I just saw what I could have lost.
I could have
seen what I lost. And it turns out Lindsay was a phenomenally delightful person, was at our wedding, couldn't be nicer.
Yeah.
Orthodontist, but she had a good body and lots of mermaid hair, and I was very uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, so she didn't have what you
she
had.
She didn't have,
that
right.
Night,
so that's
I mean?
Literally within 24 hours, we said, I love you. It was done.
You were like walking down the aisle,
exactly,
and you like made eye contact
like
with
we
Lindsay,
moved
like,
in 2 weeks later, I met his parents. It was, and it really shows you what you just said about Marzetta is like, when you see the grass is greener, and he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it to be mean. I mean, he was probably strategic about it, but it was a smart move because I saw what was on the other side, and it was not good.
I bet he was at home on his couch too.
I know. I'm like, Lindsay really
there? Lindsay is like, Lindsay's his cousin. He lied.
So
you know what I mean? Like,
God.
Boys be lying too.
Ooh,
y'all lie so
my nemesis,
hard.
But she's lovely. Little orthodontist.
I bet you walked down the aisle, made eye contact.
I did.
Like,
I was like, don't ever fuck with him.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you thought your kitty cat was good until boom.
Yeah.
But it showed me, and he was giving me respect. He had given me a year, and he was like, I can't give you anymore.
Right.
I gotta move on. And you know what, he was absolutely right.
Yeah.
So he gave me the respect. He tried, he chased, he did the romantic thing, and then he said, well, if you don't want me, then grass is greener, then see what you missed.
Exactly.
I kind of was like that too, though.
After you get to a point where you just say, okay, I've shown her enough that I'm interested.
Yeah.
If she's not, I'm moving on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't get to that point, but I was kind of like that too. Like, Sean kind of like was like, hey, you want to go out? Or like, I don't mind that you have kids. And I was like, oh, well, who are you talking about? You think you're going to be my kids? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just in a different place. Like, I'm doing me. I'm taking care of me and my children, my family. Like, I have this. I got me. I don't need anybody right now. And then he came along and he was such a nice guy. I was like,
there's something about someone who's like genuinely sweet and romantic that's hard to get rid of.
Right.
It's so like, oh, it's
it's the foundation of a good relationship. So yeah, you hold on to those ones.
I know, right? Yeah. You do. Yeah. You do.
Listen, in the last few minutes, I wanted to discuss this thing. It's a headline that we should really talk about.
Okay.
And they're saying, think you're a great gift giver? Probably not. Did we discuss this?
I don't think so.
No, we didn't discuss this. I was going to discuss it, but we didn't do the Friday show.
Had a kidney infection.
Yeah.
But then she almost died.
But what they're saying about giving gifts this holiday is they're saying if you don't want to, like, I mean, if you want to give someone something they would like, mm-hmm. ask them what they want.
That's what Bergson and I do.
Oh, my God.
He tells me exactly what he wants. I tell him exactly, and then I'm the happiest little girl in the world.
Because what they're saying is when you're a giver, then you're more concerned with the moment that you give the gift and the expression on their face and the surprise.
Then the whole idea of it.
Right, the whole idea of it. But the point is, what happens if they don't like what they're saying? Then they have to put on that fake smile.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, I love it and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So the receiver would like something more that lasts long term. So, and that would be something that they want. So that's what they're saying. What do you think, Leah?
I do that. Like, I'm such an asshole when it comes down to Christmas. I'll be like, I'll walk into a store. I'll be like, hey, we're going somewhere. Like, me and my friend after lunch or whatever else. I'm like, boom, here's 200. Go buck. You know what I mean? Like, and
wait, what's go buck? I don't know any of
Like, get crazy. Have fun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is your Christmas. Enjoy it.
Right.
Like,
that's so smart.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. But I mean, to get like gift cards and stuff, that's pretty lame.
That's annoying. First of all,
gift card is the sigh of a gift.
It is.
It's a burp of a gift. That is
so true. Because here's the thing. It's never a good amount.
It's like always $15.
Or like $25 or $50. And like the shit you want is like $65. You know what I mean? Like always some obscure amount, which is fine. Like you can spend, like, but it's just like, it's just hectic to have to go through. Like, just give me, take me in the stuff.
And besides, you know, the whole idea of a gift is to think about the person, go spend some time on picking out something for them.
See, I think about it when I make the money. I'm like, I thought about you when I made the money. So here, go ahead, go have a good time.
Yeah, I thought about you at some point. Like, you know, my dad, he's
I mean, look, to your immediate friends, fine, you know. Yeah. But I mean, to some people, you can't do that.
I mean, like, Sean was like, I want workout clothes. And I was like, all right. So we had date day and we walked and we walked in the Nike store and I was like, boom, go crazy. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
and
the
I
best. Cash.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. But I don't think they're talking about those kind of relationships. They're talking about friends. Well, loved ones too, I guess.
But I mean, like, look, whatever. I'm not trying to give gifts to tertiary friends. Yeah. Like,
what a great word.
Yeah.
Tertiary.
Like, what do you mean? Friends. Like, we're an acquaintance and now I have to give you a gift?
Dude, my friend gave me a gift.
You're right.
I'll get you lunch next time.
My acquaintance gave me a gift the other day. I'm like, fuck, I didn't think about you.
Listen,
why am I not thinking about you? Want a gift card?
Right, exactly.
My mom had the most genius thing ever. She had this Christmas closet, is what she called it.
Yeah, just give something.
She had like 15 gifts wrapped up, and she had them like lined up in order of price. So if someone brought us something to the door, she'd be like, "Here's the gift closet. Get him like a $30 gift.
Here's a picture frame."
Lies, I love her. Like, that was such a genius idea. That's some shit. I love.
My mom does that too for Hanukkah. Oh, here's another bracelet I have from Tiffany that I have 18 of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you're still giving them what they want, and that is money, you know? And then they just go and spend it on what they want.
There's something fun. My dad on his 70s was like, you guys get a certain amount of money, go crazy. And for his own birthday, because it gave him joy to watch. Oh, he's phenomenal. But
wait, your father?
Yeah. And it was,
is he adopting?
I know, that's what everyone says. But it was wonderful because you get the choice and you get to see him and he picks it out with you. I love that idea.
That's really
so I'm going to say, go buck.
Yeah, go buck.
Look at me.
And like, too, like another thing is, like, I always give personal things. Like, I don't ever give something that's like super, like, I'll give like art to somebody, you know
that's
what I mean?
Lovely.
That like reminds me of them.
That's lovely.
You know what I mean? It's like I was at an art show and this reminded me of you. So it's like a moment where it's like I thought about you during the year.
That's
like,
a good idea.
Yeah, it's like a sentimental thing. Like I thought about you at another time in another place, but it was like I give it to you for Christmas because it was, you know what I mean? So it's
right.
Like a reminder.
But what
that
if
we're
they
close.
Don't like it?
Then they can fuck off.
You see, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you can't get to that point.
Shit. Hang it in your bathroom. Right. Hang it in your half. Your like your half bathroom.
Give it, re-gift it. Do something.
Exactly. You know. I mean, what do you want to take it back and exchange it? Then it's lame. You know.
Not an art show. Good luck, boo boo. Like,
yeah, right.
I have a family member. No matter what, when we give the gift, she says, "Do you have the receipt?"
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm like,
oh,
fuck
that's
yourself,
disgusting.
Man.
Yeah.
Don't, like, come on. Eat, pretend for 10 minutes that you liked it.
Exactly.
You know? Give her something unreturnable, like a pet or something. Like, nope.
Here's an iguana. Enjoy for 20
That's
years.
Smart. Don't take that shit back.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow. Leah Pelka, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
For
You're
having
always
me.
Fun. And if you guys are lucky, we'll bring her back this week.
Oh,
so
please.
Thanks.
There you go.
Please.
Tell people how they can find you if they want to contact you. You probably don't need anybody contacting you. The whole world is probably after
her.
She
talked about that the whole time. If you want to contact me and not show me your penis or vagina, perps. Like, you can find me at Leah Pelka, LEAHPELKA, anywhere. Just give it a goog.
There you go. You'll find
these terms are fantastic for me. Abbreviations go buck, everyone.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm going to go clock some peni. I'm doing well.
Yes, queen. Yeah. I love it.
Well, Tori, we have to wish you a happy holiday.
Thank you.
Happy
I'm leaving tomorrow. Tori.
I know.
Thank you. I'm going to Vegas to play a sexy bumblebee to fly in for a new ABC show.
Yes, queen.
So that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
You're like the girl bumblebee. On that No Rain. It's exactly, the Blind Melon.
Exactly.
Yes, queen.
Someone said it's the Blind Melon song.
Stop it.
It is.
Stop.
Very excited, guys. So wish me luck. The Harness goes on tomorrow night.
I hope you go live for this.
Me too.
So is this going on YouTube and stuff?
No, it's a pilot for ABC, so I hope it goes to ABC. So good luck. It's a game show. And when people clap for the variety shows, my stinger lights up.
Yeah.
So this is going to go great. I went to Michigan and studied honors constitutional law for this.
For this moment right here. My parents are so proud.
They are so proud.
Like, your mom's like, that's my baby.
Yeah, she is. She is proud. But yeah.
All right. Well, so Tori, we'll see you at the beginning of the new year.
Yes, I'll see
y'all. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Get dressed warm up there.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. And you too, Capricorn.
Hey.
When is your birthday?
The 12th.
Of?
January.
January. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Coming up.
So, we'll be prepared for that.
Oh, yes.
Have a great time. Give your love to our love to your family.
I will.
Leah, thank you.
Leah, you're the
Thanks.
Best.
Thanks. You are.
See, I told you. Now she's going to run off with another co-host.
I am. I take your
co-host. That's the whole point, you know? Anyway, thanks, everybody. Tune in tomorrow. We'll have another great show. See you then.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.